If someone fired an ordinary handgun at you, say a Saturday Night Special, the bullet would enter your body, creating a path of destruction, maybe an inch on either side. So if you're hit in the liver, say, and the bleeding is stopped quickly enough, a trauma surgeon is probably able to treat the wound and save your life. But if that bullet comes from an assault weapon like an AR-15 or an AK-47, it's an entirely different path of destruction.
Instead of it entering the body and just creating a cone of destruction that are a couple inches around it, what it essentially does is it pulverizes and destroys tissue.
Dr. Andre Campbell is a trauma surgeon at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and a professor of surgery at UCSF.
Some people used an example of dropping a watermelon onto concrete and seeing the destruction of watermelon. That is what happens when an AR-15 assault rifle bullet enters the liver of someone.
When that happens, there is no liver to patch up. The organ is destroyed. Multiply that by 2, 3, 5, or 10 bullets, which a rapid-fire weapon can pump out, and it's a picture of devastation.
It enters the arm. It can destroy the entire blood supply to the arm, destroys muscles, can also destroy bones.
It's like the ripple effect of a speedboat racing through water, only this is a speeding bullet slamming through someone's spleen, bowel, lung, liver, the energy blasting the surrounding tissue into pulp.
Oh, it does take one bullet that can utterly devastate someone. And you have a young 17-year-old, 18-year-old person, they have their whole life ahead of them. 1 minute, next minute they're dead. And it's really a tragedy.
So when you read that 17 lives were lost, a simple phrase, Dr. Campbell wants people to understand what really happens. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.